neighbor on the right just finished nailing to his tree the back half of a witch who lost control. On the left are seven jack-o'-lanterns staring back at me, all stacked up like some druid's totem pole. Across the street are seven glowing gravestones in a tasteful plastic cemetery scene. And I'm feeling pretty dumb, 'cause I just cut off my thumb. There's blood on the pumpkin, it's almost Halloween. I could have just gone shopping for some culturific matter, like illuminated ghosts with burning eyes, an articulated skeleton with teeth that really chatter, a coven of witches every shape and size. Some spiders and some rats, lots of bats and big black cats, and Frankenstein's monster grim and green. When I do it on my own, I cut my fingers to the bone. There's blood on the pumpkin, it's almost Halloween. In just a few more nights, the hungry kids will come my way, wearing costumes that come mostly from the store. I can't feed them home-baked goodies, that's a feast of yesterday. If it isn't wrapped in plastic, they won't eat it anymore. No one sings, they buy a CD with a choir of screaming ghouls. Being good consumers, that's the way it's planned. But a few of us are still anachronistic Luddite fools, and I'll carve my own damn pumpkin, or at least I'll carve my hand. Last year I did a bug-eyed monster that was just too hard. Carving eyes with 20 facets sure takes time. The year before was mutants leering all across my yard, three eyes apiece and noses dripping slime. I should learn to keep it simple, it's the only art I do, but it looks so easy in the magazine. Got no skill, but I got zeal, and